caught up with Jeff Kassar earlier. Those interviews, by the way, already up on ESPN700sports.com. And one of my favorite guys. We share an affinity for the fight game.
It's weird that you say this to him directly because you have nothing but terrible things to say about Wingert when he's not around.
That's actually true. Yeah. I talk a lot of trash. Chris, what's up, man?
Dudes, thanks for having me.
Good to see you.
Coming out.
Good to see you guys.
Are you aware that there is a cardboard cutout of you creeping in our office?
It is there. It's right over by the printer.
Right by the printer in the cubicles. Everybody walks in.
And it's you.
And he looks to their right. And it's kind of weird because it's your handsome face.
But you're peeking over the top of a cubicle.
You're peeking over the top of a cubicle. And it's not like 100% life size. So it's like an 85% version. Like if you were just petite. It's really strange. But there you are. Your face greets like 90% of the people that come into our studios.
It sounds pretty creepy to me. I think we got to get rid of that.
I'm going to send you a picture.
It wasn't us that put it up. It was somebody else. Yeah. It was somebody with one of the other stations that's got it up. So, the game last night. Do you enjoy it?
I did. I really did. I'm obviously not a Pats fan.
Right.
But I'll be honest. When they win, it really doesn't bother me. It kind of reminds me that the Giants were able to take a couple from them, and I'm serious. It really does. So I don't mind it that much, and I do appreciate the greatness. I'm amazed at what they've been able to do, the franchise, obviously, Belichick and Brady. And as the game was going, I was thinking like, man, another blowout. Like, you know, just
sure.
I didn't really have much of a rooting interest. So I was a little bit bummed to see that. And then, you know, you get into the second half, and you're still thinking, they're about to just kind of – they're going to run out of time, if anything. We started, you know, texting with some people and online a little bit, and everybody's starting to say, what if? Is he really going to be able to do this? What if this? What if this? And everything just fell into place. It was amazing.
So the Giants, still the only team that's knocked off Brady and the boys in the Super Bowl. That feels good for you.
In this era, it does. Honestly, it's a reminder to me that those were two of probably the greatest fanhood moments for me in my life. I was with the guys both times. We were in preseason, once in California and the other time in Scottsdale. And two of the greatest nights. All the guys know that I'm super into it. Giants are my favorite team, so they were, I think, excited for me. And both times were upset, so it was pretty cool to see that. But yeah, I honestly do the greatness and watching just such a memorable game like that. So it was fun.
All right, let's talk a little soccer. Are you guys the first leg of training down in Arizona done? Some fresh faces, some old familiar faces. Every year, it's adjusting to a little bit of a new group. How was I guess the early goings of training and everyone getting to know each other?
Yeah, it was good. I think we put in some good work and accomplished what we wanted out of the first 2 weeks, and really just trying to get familiar with some of the new guys, work on our fitness a little bit, go over exactly how we want to play and what we're trying to accomplish. And so it was a successful first trip, and looking forward to the next one, heading up to Portland. We got a couple of our former guys up there, Borchers and Grabovoi, and now Jeff Atanella. So it'll be fun to see them a little bit. And Borchers and Grabovoi had announced their retirements, and so we'll hopefully get a chance to go out to dinner and celebrate those guys a little bit. And then, yeah, just looking to get back on the field. And we have a few games up there, so just another couple chances for the guys to get more familiar with each other, especially the new guys.
You've had a couple of new guys join this team, a lot of younger players. Give us a sense of what you've seen out of some of the new pieces, new additions to the team.
Yeah, we're excited. I think a lot of guys that can really add some good depth for us, and guys that just seem really eager to learn and be a part of the group, and I think that's great. We really haven't had any prima donnas on the team the last couple of years, and I think that this is going to be another great group, and that's so important just going into the season, knowing that everybody's going to be doing their best to get on the same page, and obviously helps the chemistry. So like you guys said, we have a good amount of guys returning, but obviously losing some real key parts to our team that have, you know, been a part of the club for so long. So never excited to see those guys go, but we understand it's part of the business, and the new guys that are coming in, we're excited about them. Some of the young guys, Albert was only there for a few days to get to train with us, but going to be a real big piece of the puzzle. So it was great to see him, and he looks sharp right off the bat. So that was exciting too.
We talked a little bit with Luke about this, that, you know, the goals sort of dried up at the end of the season last year, and it was disappointing for you guys. It was disappointing for the fans. The off season in Major League Soccer is relatively short, though. You've got a long, long season ahead of you. Are the memories still fresh? Are guys still, I don't know, a little bit hurt by the things that happened? And how do you compartmentalize and make sure that you're just getting the right work in moving forward?
For me, it's kind of the right amount of time. Obviously, we wish it was shorter.
Yeah.
So in 2013, when we had went to the final, they had moved it to December, which it still is. That wasn't the case in 2009. But they had moved it to December, and we only had about 5 weeks off. And that's tough. Coming back into preseason after 5 weeks, I don't think is quite enough for guys to get away from the game, not just physically but mentally. But in this case, we had a solid 2.5 months off. And I think by that time, you're kind of itching to get back and get with the guys and get going. And it's the place that you want to be in the beginning, right? You don't want to be starting up a 10-month season and thinking, oh, man, I need a break. So I thought this was a good amount of time for us to be off. Guys were coming in a couple weeks early, and we were training together already, which just showed that all the players were eager to get back out on the field. So, yeah, of course, disappointed with the way the season ended. We would have loved to have made another run at MLS Cup, but at the same time, excited to get back out there and start with a new season.
Still sitting on that one career goal. We're going to get goal number two this year.
We better. I'll tell you what, we better. We just did a little bit of the media stuff and some pictures there, and they said, show us your goal celebration. I said, man, I got to work on the scoring part first.
Yeah, get the goal before you get the celebration.
Exactly.
I can't let you get out of here without talking fights a little bit. A lot has happened since we last spoke. Obviously, you've got sort of the demise of Ronda Rousey. It looks like maybe she's going to be finished. But upcoming, UFC 209, really kind of the next big show, right? Woodley or Thompson? I got to believe you're probably – partial to Wonder Boy.
Yes, but with that being said, I don't see how Woodley is warranted all of this hate. I don't really get that. And I got to meet him in New York, and I actually loved him.
I've met him, and he's a super cool guy.
Yes,
and there's like a sort of a weird persecution vibe with him. Like he doesn't like the way he's being handled. People don't like his attitude, and I'm like, he's one of the nicer guys in the sport.
Exactly. It kind of came out of nowhere for me. Like, he embraced it in a sense, right? But at the same time, I'm like, or when I say embraced it, maybe he, he didn't kind of calm it down. He kind of fueled the flame a little bit. But at the same time, when I met him, he was great. Him and Sugar Rashad came into NYCFC, and I got to meet those guys, and they were awesome. The admin there knew that I was a huge fan, so they came down and spent a while with us. So it was really cool to see him and meet those guys. So I was rooting for him in that fight. I thought it was an awesome fight in New York, and it was so cool to be there. So that was great. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know. I could see it going either way. Wonderboy looked unstoppable before that fight, but Woodley's got some serious power.
Yeah, scary dude.
I like the matchup. I really do. I'm excited to see what happens next.
Same card, Nurmagomedov versus Tony Ferguson. This one is like the Conor McGregor nightmare match, right? Because whoever wins this, he's supposed to defend his belt against. Both of these guys are terrible matchups at 155 for Conor McGregor. But who do you think takes it?
I agree. Man, seeing Khabib, am I pronouncing it right? I don't know. But, in New York, man, he looked good. And then I thought it was awesome just him talking all that smack afterwards.
During the fight.
It was great. He was literally saying, you know I deserve this.
In the middle of a fight, if people didn't watch Khabib Nurmagomedov, during a fight against the number two challenger in the world, is mollywopping homeboy so bad that during the fight he's looking over at Dana White, like during the rounds, and saying, give me the title shot. You know I deserve it.
It was incredible.
While he's working.
Incredible.
It's crazy.
And then, of course, bringing the whole country thing, Russia and Ireland. So that was awesome. I would kind of like to see him win just because I think that would be fun, the whole lead up.
Yeah.
But you're right. I think that would be tough because obviously he's such a good wrestler. So that would be that would be a tough matchup.
I don't know that they could even get Connor to take that fight, honestly, because he runs everything right now. And then Alistair Overeem versus Mark Hunt is basically a pride fighting rematch. And both of these guys are past their primes. Mark Hunt, his record now, he's got a 500 record, and none of us care about it because we just like watching him knock people out.
I'm forever rooting for Mark Hunt, especially after, what was it, 3 fights in a row that guy's failed for steroids afterwards, and he got beat up, and he obviously let his feelings be known. But I'm in agreement. I mean, how could you not be furious about that? So he was pretty upset, and rightfully so. So and like you said, he's just such a fun guy to watch, so I'm always rooting for him.
That's coming up on March 4th, and we probably won't talk about it much unless Chris Wingert comes into studio, because Swinney, it's not, you're not as big of a fight fan.
No,
as
I'm more of a tennis guy.
Thanks for sitting down with us.
No worries. Thanks for having me. I mean, I don't know if that was a half joke, but
it was a little bit.
But speaking tennis, man, I stayed up till 5:30 a.m. watching the Aussie Open. Beckerman stayed up too. I was falling asleep in the third, but that was just a forever match. So I actually do love both. The complete opposites.
There you go.
We've already witnessed greatness in sports this year.
Yeah. With Federer and Brady just defying time.
An all-Williams final, right? Yeah. Roger Federer versus Rafa Nadal, like we all wanted.
Then, of course,
Tom Brady capping off his run for 5 rings. I shouldn't say capping off. Because
he's talking about playing another 5 years.
Yeah.
Please, you got your 5. Just go now. Like, give it past the mantle
People
to somebody
say,
else.
Oh, he should retire. I'm like, retire?
He's going to finish with 7.
He could have been the MVP.
Yeah.